Ibn Ajib رضي الله عنه ونفعنا به وبكم آمين. He says the term that we're interested in, he's interested in talking about, is ma'rifah, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly and experientially. He says ma'rifah, it means that the consolidatedness of one's mushahada, beholding the divine, means not that merely that the veil is lifted and some light shines through and then that's what one knows, but rather that this becomes the predominant state. What does predominant mean? It means most of one's time. The arif is the one who in whom ma'rifah predominates in him. Allah. So what do they say? They say al-arif man ghalaba alayhi dawam al-shuhud. Arif is one who his predominant state is is perpetually beholding Allah. Wa husn al-adabi ma'Allah, and good adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acts of obedience inwardly and outwardly. Hatta sara ka'annahu ya'buduhu. Hatta sara ya'buduhu ka'annahu yarahu, until he becomes so that he worships Allah as though he sees him. Fahiya shuhudun da'imun biqalbin ha'imin. So it is perpetually beholding the divine with a heart that is out of its mind with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يَشْهَدُ إِلَّا مَوْلَاهُ وَلَا يَعْرُجُ عَلَى أَحْدٍ سِوَاهُ. So such a person does not behold any except his master, and he does not turn to anyone besides his master. We mentioned before the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Says, كُنْتُ خَلْفَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمًا. I was behind the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم one day. I riding behind him on a camel. Riding two people on the same. فَقَالَ يَا غُلَامُ. He says, oh young man, oh little boy. إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ. Verily I shall teach you some words. قَالَ إِحْفَظَ اللَّهُ يَحْفَظُكَ. احفظ الله أو احفظ الله يحفظك. Watch Allah carefully. Observe Allah carefully, the existence of Him and what His command, the master of every atom in the universe, when He gives a command, what is our attitude regarding this? يحفظك. Watch Him carefully, watch Allah carefully, and He will watch you carefully. In other words, guard yourself for the implications of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will guard you. And so this is the path of the Sufis. Watch over Allah carefully. Watch over the existence and commands of Allah carefully. And you will find Him in front of you. You will find Him in front of you. Tujah is derived from what? From wajah, from the face. So you will find yourself face to face with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately in the divine presence. And so this is the إِذَسَأَلْتْ فَسَأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَسْتَعَنْتْ فَسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you ask, then ask Allah. And if you seek help, then seek help through Allah. He said, this is the sabil. This is the pass. A tariq masdood, Junaid says. Tariq masdood, this path is blocked. There's no way to tread the spiritual path until you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you, immediately, and without intermediary, and experientially, palpably in front of you. Not physically in the physical world or the physical senses, but in the sense, the awareness of the ruh. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be contained by His creation, as you know. in the physical world, despite his one of his slaves, and he doesn't imbue any of his slaves, or he's not incarnated in any of his slaves. So the eye of the ruh, the eye of the heart, the eye of the sir, the inmost secret of a human being, is the eye with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beheld. So this path to this direct and experiential knowledge, without which the way of tasawwuf would be an empty fiction, is closed. The way is blocked. Tariq masdood. Illa ala al-muqtafin athar al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except for those who follow the path, who very carefully pursue the literally traces. But what does it mean? It means the hadith. The hadith that have come to us from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the practical translation of this heritage that has come, the prophetic heritage that has come down to us. And what is the practical translation? It's the fiqh. Shibli says, Al-Arifuna, who are the followers of the Prophet and his knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones who follow the sunnah of the hal of the Prophet, of knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, they're asleep. He says, the Arifuna are asleep. He says, well, Jahiluna, the people who don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly and experientially, who have not applied this hadith of the Prophet that we've mentioned, this sahih hadith, Ihfadillaha tajidhu tijahak, watch over Allah and you will find him in front of you. Says those who do not know directly and experientially what this means, they have not found a spiritual path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says amwat, they're dead. Says so the arifuna are asleep, and the jahilun, the ones who don't know Allah, are dead. And the Prophet himself said this, the same meaning. He said, مَثَلَ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلَ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. He, the parable of he who makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he who does not make dhikr, is the semblance of the living compared to the semblance of the dead. The definition of ihsan, and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarahu, to worship Allah as though you see him. When the, what is the faculty with which this is done? It is your ruh. The ruh, the basira that we've mentioned before. The basira is the faculty, the subtle faculty within every human being that can see, that sees only the beginninglessly eternal. And beginningless is beginningless. It means before creation and after creation equally. You can see only the beginninglessly eternal, just as the basar, just as the physical eyesight, can only see that which originates in time. It can only see the hadith. قَبْلِ تَجَلِّي وَبَعْدُهُ, before its manifestation, i.e. its creation, and afterwards, because of the limpidity, because of the purity of its nur, وَشِدَّةُ شُعَائِهِ, and because of the intensity of its rays of vision. قَبْلَ تَجَلِّي, before the manifestation of the divine, by the secret of the arif, the secret of the he who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَا شَيْءَ مَعَهُ. It's in the hadith of Bukhari. Allah was and nothing besides. Allah was and nothing besides. And by Allah's absolute oneness and uniqueness. And after the tajalli, this time is something that's created in itself, after the manifestation, بِنْتِوَاءِ الْعَيْرَ فِي حَضْرَتِي كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ وَيَدَهُ وَرِجْلَهُ. After the manifestation of the divine, by the encompassing of the arif, the encompassing of the gnostic, in the light of the presence, the divine presence, also expressed in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari, فَذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّذِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّذِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. And when I love him, in this hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the servant. I am his sight with which he sees, and his hearing with which he hears, and his hand with which he seizes, and his foot with which he walks. In other words, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no motion and no power except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing that's moving in this universe, regardless of who appears to be moving it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only moving through the infinite power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the realization of this, what they call the fana' fil af'al, the annihilation in the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when the door squeaks, when the wind throws the door back and you hear the squeak of the hinge, that you know that that sound is being produced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that one takes the ayah from everything that is happening. If the birds fly over one's head and one hears the sound of their wings on the desert air, and this can be heard, one knows that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is that the basis, the origin of every single thing that originates in time is the beginningless, the eternal. All motion, all power, every single manifestation that we know returns to what? Returns to He who has manifested it, and He who is thereby, through it, manifest. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ruh was created to know. The ruh can know all sorts of things. The ruh is not veiled by the flow of time, the conventional flow of time from the past into the future. But often it experiences time as flowing from the future into the past, the future coming at us. This is why sometimes you have a hunch that something's going to happen and you have no previous idea about it, and then suddenly you find it in front of you. Why? Because that's the way the ruh is. Sometimes you're thinking about a person and suddenly the phone rings and they call you. Okay? Because that's where the way the ruh is. And he says, so this is the way the arwah are created like that. That's the way they were in the beginning. And the only, and he says, but what? He says, the only obstacle for them, why they're not that way now, he says, are the bodies, al-abdanu, wal-anfus, and the egos, wa-nazghu wa-shaytanu, and the whisperings and the devil. Okay, so what prevents us from the nur of the aql al-akbar, of the supreme intellect, it is these things that pull us aside from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan and his waswasa and the ego and the bodies, the shahwat.